from the book of St. Luke. And there's so many things I would like to say, but to say preliminaries, I'll get right into the reading. The book of St. Luke, chapter number 18. And I certainly did enjoy the jail service last night. I always do. Seemed like last night was just a little more special again. And you know, to see people crying and weeping, seeking the Lord is what it's all about. Amen. And to see people praying and seeking the Lord is the most wonderful thing. I was preaching down in Texas Sunday morning, and a woman came to the altar, just cried and wept and cried and wept. You know, I think it's time people begin to realize that we're sure enough nearing the end. And we don't know the problems that people are having, but if they only knew Jesus, if they only knew Jesus. And my concern is, if I only knew how to present him to them, he knows how to solve their problems. Amen. St. Luke chapter number 18, verse number 1. The Bible said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. She came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Before you sit down, would you just stretch your hand upward and ask the Lord to have mercy? Father, we thank you for this word. There's so many good things in your word. I need your strength. I need your power. Holy Ghost, I need you to help me tonight. Give us wisdom and understanding and knowledge of the scriptures that we need, Lord. Give us those things that we need to help the people to trust you and know how to pray and seek the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If we were to turn to the 11th chapter of St. Luke, we'd find that Jesus was praying and his disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And Jesus gave them a lesson. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And he taught us what we call the Lord's Prayer. But actually, that's our prayer. That's the way that we need to learn to pray. And if there's ever a need, if there's ever a need in our lives, there's always a need to pray. And I have been preaching somewhat lately, quite a bit on prayer. And I felt impressed today. I leaned back in my recliner for a few moments, and I dropped off to sleep. And when I aroused, this passage of Scripture just came to me. And after I began to pray and try to seek the Lord, I felt like the Lord had directed my thoughts to this. And I trust that I can help you with it tonight. Verse number 1 is not in red if you have the red letter edition in your Bible. Verse number 1 is not in red. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The other verses, except for just 5 words in the next 7 verses, are all in red. And that means that Jesus is speaking these other words. And he tells us of a judge that did not fear God, and he had no regard for man nor their problems. And there was a certain widow in that city that had an adversary. Amen. Do you ever feel like you have an adversary? Do you have adversaries? Every one of us has one adversary for sure. You may have overcome all the rest of them, but I assure you, you have one adversary. And he's going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. And therefore, we need to know how to pray. But this woman had an adversary. She kept coming to this judge. Now, I know that there are some that teach that if you pray more than once about a certain matter, that you don't have faith. But this is not in this lesson. That's not what Jesus taught in this lesson. This lesson teaches us that this lady kept coming back again and again until she was avenged of her adversary. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the whole purpose of this lesson is that men not faint. Amen. So if I was going to preach tonight and call anything, I'd say, don't faint, saint. Don't faint, saint. You have an adversary. But don't faint. We have one that's greater than our adversary. Praise God. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This word faint is to be weak or bad, to fail in heart. To be weak or to be bad, to fail in heart. Did you ever see anybody that was bad to fail in heart? Any little thing that happened. You know, I've seen people that just any little thing that happens, they just go to pieces. Any little thing, they were just so bad to fail in heart. Any little thing that happened, they were just out. They went. God help us here. But don't faint. We're not in a time that we don't need to be fainting. This woman was not one that was easy to give up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, sometimes we get a no, and that's it. Well, it'll never happen. I guess I just wish to give up. But this woman was not that kind. She was not that kind. So if I may just preach to you for a few minutes here, and I have several things that the Lord, I feel like, has impressed me with, and I want to preach to you. God help me. But this woman, if I could just use our terms today, okay? This judge, amen, did not fear God and did not regard man. But this woman had an adversary. Praise God. Amen. And she needed to get some help for it. So Monday morning, she was in the judge's office, said, I have an adversary. I'd like to have something done about it. And he says, move out, lady. I don't have time for you. I'm not worried about your... And so she leaves. Tuesday morning, Brother Justin, he looks up and with his busy day, he's got ahead of him. And down the line somewhere, he looks and sees this little woman coming back in his office. And she says, sir, I'd like to be avenged of my adversary. I told you I was not interested in your adversary. Leave my office. And away she goes. And so Wednesday morning, Brother Brad, he looks up and over his glasses, maybe if he wore glasses in those days, and over his busy paperwork, he looks again, and who's he see in line? This little lady that he saw Monday and Tuesday. And he says, I told you the other day, and the other day, I don't have time. I'm not worried about your adversary. But she says, I need somebody to avenge me of my adversary. Pray. Amen. Come on. But you prayed, you said, but I prayed about that once. Pray again. I prayed about it twice. Pray again. Pray again. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Don't faint, saint. Don't faint, saints. Let's pray again. Praise God. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank God. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. About Friday morning, he looks up and who's at his office again? Praise God. But this same little widow woman. And you know what he said, Brother Hugh? Somebody do something about her adversary. She's about to wear me to death. Somebody do something. Pray. And Jesus said that God's going to do something about your problem if you keep coming back. Don't faint. Pray again. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Don't give up. Keep praying. Don't quit praying. Pray again. Thank God. God is in the prayer answering business. Don't faint. Don't faint. Praise God. You know, there's been a lot of problems in people's lives that could have been solved if they hadn't fainted. Amen. Amen. My older brother. I got another brother. He's not here tonight. I got an older brother that's dead and gone, but amen. He had a bad problem. Had a bad problem. If he pricked his finger and saw blood, look out. Somebody better catch you. He's a goner. So he worked for city service. Good job. High-rise building in Tulsa. And one day he's working and he done something with a paper clip or something. And he pricked his finger. And he knew better. He knew better. So he didn't look. He wrapped it up. And he's going up first aid to get a Band-Aid. And he got on the elevator, Brother Kenneth. And he's on the elevator. He's doing okay, all right. He got a Kleenex or something wrapped around his finger. Good shape. He ain't hurt. Ain't got no problem. He ain't hurt. Just pricked his finger. He's on the elevator. Going up to first aid. Pray. Amen. Somebody gets on the elevator. And where are you going, Tolliver? He said, I'm going up first aid. What'd you do? I pricked my finger. They didn't know what to do with him. They didn't catch him. Boom, he hits the side of the elevator. Now then, we got problems. Now he's down. He's out. He's knocked out. He's got a little prick on his finger that's got a little bit of blood, and he saw it, and now then he's down in the elevator. He's not cold. He's out now. He's fainted. Amen. He's out. He's got a pump knot on his head about the size of a goose egg. Amen. And he's really in trouble. Now, what are we going to do? Listen. Amen. He fainted. That's what's happened to a lot of our church folk. They didn't have no problem. My Lord, help me. I wish I could preach. Amen. But they fainted over some little something and said, hey, some of them never got over it. Come on, church. Woo! Don't faint, saint. Pray again. Pray again. Pray again. God have mercy. Oh, I wish I could preach to you. My Lord, you can get over it. You can get. Sister Gail, the last time I think she was here, praise God, she said, get over it. Praise God. There's some things. Listen, you're going to have some problems. There's an adversary out there. There's an adversary. Learn to get over some things. Praise. Oh, praise. Don't faint, saint. Don't faint, saint. Don't faint, saint. Get over it. Praise God. I wish I could help you. Everything hadn't been in your favor, and it's not going to be in your favor. Praise God. Learn, praise God, to pray. Learn to pray. Praise. Learn to pray. God will help you to get over something if you learn to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my Lord. Woo, thank God. Oh, Lord. You know, there's something that the longer you look at them, the worse they get. The longer you look at them, the worse they get. You need to learn to pray about some things. Praise God. Woo, Lord, help us. My Lord. Not just once and forget it, but learn to come back and pray again until you get an answer. Oh, praise God. Amen. The reason so many of our holiness churches, the benches are empty. Amen. A lot of places where we go, church benches are empty night after night after night. People just fainted. No reason. They just fainted. I'm telling you, just little problems. All it would have took to fix James's finger was a Band-Aid. Now then he's down in the elevator, knocked out, fainted, praise God, amen, with a goose egg on his head. Now we got to call the doctor. We got to get some first aid. We really got problems now. You know, we've had people that sat in our churches, let little problems arise. They fainted, knocked them plumb out. Left plumb out. Plumb out, Brother Dustin. Oh, they really got their feelings hurt. Some of them quit. Some of them ain't come back yet. And oh, if God don't help them, some of them ain't never going to make it. My God. Oh, don't faint, saint. Don't faint, saint. Don't faint. Hey, pray again. Come on back here. Praise God. Let's learn to pray. Praise God. Amen. Proverbs, the Bible said in Proverbs 24 and 10, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Come on, pray. It'll give you strength. If you learn to pray, praise God. Amen. Listen, there's some things in the book of James. If you just read that and study that, you know there's some things that you need to learn to pray about yourself. You need to learn to pray some things through. Whoa. Where am I at here? God have mercy. Oh, praise God. Listen, somebody said, but what about all the prayers that I pray? Well, listen, God's not unrighteous. God hasn't forgot your labor and your work and your labor of love. God hasn't forgot your prayers. Thank God. Amen. Now, come on, go with me. Praise God. Woo. You know, Sister Fortner, that was a bunch of you folks. I'm thinking we'll be back to old Sister Fortner used to be among us. Praise God. Some of you older. Praise God. An old time warrior. Praise God. Preached and hooped and shouted. Hallelujah. And I tell you, she had a set of boys and children, girls and boys. Rough, my, they lived ungodly. Amen. She had one son. Brother Bill Tindy told me a while back. Amen. Praise God. Brother Bill Tindy, wonderful man. And that old boy told him, said, he gave Brother Bill some money. Brother Bill thought he robbed somebody to get it. And he told Brother Bill, said, if I need some more, I'll knock somebody else in the head. That's just the kind of fella he was. Amen. I'll rob somebody else. But Sister Fortner preached and traveled across this country. But praise God, them youngins, after she died, her prayers were answered. Praise God. They got saved. Thank God. Prayed till amen. God help them. Oh, hold on. Keep praying. Your prayers are, God hadn't forgot you. God hadn't forgot you. Hold on. Thank God. Amen. Don't faint. Pray. Thank God. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless your heart. Well, I'm not trying to be foolish. I'm trying to encourage you. Praise God. We need to hold on in prayer. God answers prayer. Thank God. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Thank God. In the first chapter of the book of St. Luke, am I doing all right here? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. I want to talk to you about Zechariah and Elizabeth for a little bit, all right? You remember them? Amen. there's a lot of reading here, but maybe I could paraphrase some of it. Zacharias was a priest, and he was doing his duties, amen. And while he was doing his duties in the order of his course there in the tabernacle, praise God, the angel come in there. It kind of frightened him a little bit, and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The angel said unto him in verse number 13 of Luke chapter 1, "Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. Thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. Thou shalt call his name John." Well, praise God. Well, you're at the wrong place, angel. Me and Elizabeth, we're way too old. We ain't prayed for children in years. We're past age for children. You're at the wrong. You come at the wrong time. It's way past time for us to have children. While we haven't prayed about having children in years, we're way past that age. Come on, praise God. God forgot. You know, sometimes people think, well, God's forgot what I prayed about. Come on, help me here now. Don't you quit me, praise God. Hallelujah. Now listen, amen. Thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and shall be filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias, amen, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Thank God. And Zechariah said unto the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man. My wife is well stricken in years." And the angel, listen, you better not argue with God's angel. Amen. When God gets ready to answer your prayer. And the angel answering him said, "I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." Amen. Amen. Be careful. You doubt God, you're liable to have to pay. Praise. Amen. Well, the people are all waiting for Zechariah. Amen. Because he tarried so long, and when he came out, he couldn't talk. Amen. Amen. Well, you move on over, way on over the 57th verse. Elizabeth's time was full come that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her son, and her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had shewed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zechariah. Praise God. Oh, praise God. After the name of his father. Praise the Lord. Hey, can you see that little hen party? Praise God. Oh, praise God. Ooh, look, he looks just like his daddy. Hey, look at his nose. Amen. That long nose just like his daddy. Oh, his chin. Hey, yeah, he got his daddy's forehead. But she said his name's good. We got to name him John. No. Ain't nobody been named John. He's just like his daddy. We got to name him Zechariah. You can hear them women, you know, around Elizabeth. They're laughing and rejoicing. We got to name him Zechariah. No, amen. Finally, they get Zechariah in the room. He couldn't talk. He hadn't been able to talk for 9 months and over by now. Praise God. He said, he motioned, I want something to write on. And he wrote them a note and said, his name is John. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. About that time, his mouth got loose. His tongue got loose. Amen. And he began to speak. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Hey, did God forget what they prayed about? Did God forget what they prayed about? No, God hadn't forgot their prayer. The angel said, God has heard thy prayer. Praise God. Come on, church, pray on. Keep on praying. You say, well, look like it's been so many years, God's forgot it. Hey, God never forgets. God, I might forget. You may give in a prayer request tonight, and I may forget it, but God don't forget it. Pray again. Pray. I wish I could preach. Thank God. Woo, hallelujah. Pray again. Hold on, church. Hey, don't faint, saint. Praise God. Amen. My Lord, my Lord. Pray. Hallelujah. Thank God. Don't faint, saint. Amen. In Isaiah chapter number 40. Brother Dale, you got it, son? Pray. Read me Isaiah chapter 40. I want those last few verses from verse number 28 there while I turn on. Listen. Thank God. Church, it pays to pray. Has anybody in this room had a prayer answered? Has anybody in here had a prayer answer? Look at their hands. Praise God. It doesn't pay to pray. Thank God. Hallelujah. Verse number 28, Isaiah 40. Praise God. Read for me.
Hast thou not heard
the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth? He don't faint. Praise God. Neither is weary. Praise God. There's no searching of his understanding. He knows all about it. Keep on praying. Come on, son. Praise God. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might, he increaseth strength. Praise God. Amen. Read on.
Even the youth shall faint
and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Don't faint, saint. Praise God. Don't faint, saint. Pray again. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Pray again. Take it back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I wish I could help you. Listen, it's not time to faint. Amen. But it's time to pray, saint. Thank God. We're facing some things. Oh, praise God. It's not. No, don't faint. Don't faint. Don't faint. Amen. Be strong in the Lord. But you say, but what the questions that I have? The question, what's happened to my prayers? What's happened to my prayers? Amen. God's got them. Let's go to the book of Revelations, Daryl. Son, let's go there real quick. Am I boring you tonight? God bless your heart. Praise God. I want to read to you in the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation. Amen. Praise God. In the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation, there was a book, amen, that was written. Amen. Nobody was able or worthy to take that book, to loose the seals. But finally somebody said, weep not. The lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. Praise God. Read on for me.
Glory, glory. And he came and took the book.
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne.
And when he had taken
the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors,
which are
the prayers
of the saints.
Don't faint, saint.
Don't faint, saint.
He's got them. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's got them. Amen. God ain't forgot it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Go to chapter number 8. Hey, where's my prayers at? Praise God. Hey, they're not forgotten. Amen. They're not forgotten. I'm just trying to, I think I'm about through here. Maybe just a few more minutes. Praise God. Your prayers, every prayer that you've ever prayed, God's got it. Amen. Don't faint, saint. Don't faint, saint. Amen. Over 73 years ago, you've heard me tell it. You've heard my mother. If you went to this church before she died, very much you heard her testify. Amen. They sent her to the TB sanitarium. The doctor said, there's no hope. You can't live. But she wouldn't die. She wouldn't die. They said she can't live, but she wouldn't die. You know why? Folks were praying. Folks kept praying. She can't live, but she wouldn't die. She can't live, but she wouldn't die. She can't live, but she wouldn't die. 14 months. She can't live, but she wouldn't die. Praise God. She held on. Folks kept praying. They kept praying. They kept praying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They kept praying. Thank God. One day, that old infidel doctor looked at her, said, I'm going to send you home. I don't know how you done it. She said, Doctor, the saints of God are praying for me across this country. And God brought me out. Pray. Don't faint, saint. Don't faint, saint. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Brother John Romine told me, said, yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. Why didn't God heal her the first time they prayed? I don't know. I can't answer that. And I'm not even going to attempt to. But somewhere that prayer was bottled up. Brother John Romine told me, we gathered and prayed. Preachers came from across the country. We gathered and prayed for your mother. Prayed and prayed and prayed. Why didn't God heal her? I don't know. Mom said, I believe that God sent me down there to testify to an infidel that didn't believe in God and told him, God Almighty, heal me by his power. See, that didn't mean that God didn't answer prayer. Praise God. Amen. Come on, church. Don't faint. You may think, what was the use to pray? Because God had it somewhere in a vial. Amen. And when God got ready to pour it out, he poured it out right in front of that old infidel doctor. Woo! How good did that smell? How good did that prayer smell, that vial? Amen. How good did that sound? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Chapter 8, verse 1, son. Read the first four verses. Oh, I hope I'm doing you some good. Revelation chapter. There's a little more here. Praise God. Now, he had those seven seals. Now, we're down to the seventh seal here.
And when he had opened
the seventh seal,
there was silence in heaven.
My. I don't know how we're going to control it, but he said it, so I'm going to have to believe it. I tell you, my. Keep me silent for a half an hour when I'm looking down the streets of gold. Praise God. Looking at jasper walls, 1,500 miles high. Praise God. Amen. Keep us silent for a half an hour. Praise God. I don't know how he's going to do it, son. Amen. But the Bible's right. Praise God. Don't ask me how, but the Bible's right, Joel. Praise God, son. Amen. The Bible's right, brother. Praise God. So read it again, son. Let me hear it again. It's right. It's right. Read it again. There was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Believe it. Believe it. It's right. The Bible's right. Praise God. Read on. Read on. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Woo! It's going to get noisy now. Praise God. Come on, read. Amen. And another angel stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, oh, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the... Oh, praise God. Woo! Thank God. There's your prayers. Amen. You say, where's my prayers? On that golden altar where you thank God. Oh, praise God. Can you imagine the odor? Amen. Can you imagine the odor? Thank God. Amen. The prayers of all the saints answered, and maybe what we thought was not answered. But praise God. Amen. When that angel offers that incense with all the prayers of the saints of God. Amen. We've just been there for the space of about a half an hour. Praise God. Amen. And the prayers of the saints of God go up. Amen. With a beautiful incense. incense, amen, and that golden altar, oh, praise God, you're not as happy about it. Hey, hallelujah, thank God. My. Well, hey, is it worth praying? I believe I'm going to pray again. Praise God, I believe I'm going to pray again. You say, well, I don't know if I've ever had a prayer answered or not. Pray again. Pray again. You say, I prayed some prayers, but I don't know if I've saw the answer. Hold on. God's got it somewhere. Amen. There'll be a day come, praise God, that God will reveal it to you. Thank God. Hey. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. What to do here? Pray. Amen. The Bible said Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are. Amen. And he prayed. Thank God. Hallelujah. But he prayed again. He prayed again. He prayed again. Amen. I believe I'm going to pray again. I believe I'll pray again. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. The prayers of the saints of God. Amen. The prayers of the saints of God are not going unheard and unanswered. But somewhere, someday, with the, oh, my. Someday that incense that angel's got, praise God, going to be put on that golden altar. Praise God. All of those vials of the prayers of the saints of God be mixed with that. What a beautiful, beautiful sight. And brother, the end of the silence, the end of the silence. And from there on, it'll be holy, 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 holy. Thank God. Amen. I believe I'll pray on, and see what the end will be. I believe I'll pray on, there's something at the end for me. I believe I'll pray on, see what the end will be. I believe I'll pray on, there's something at the end for me. Listen, if you've been praying for the Holy Ghost, pray on. If you've been seeking sanctification, pray on. If you've been praying for healing, pray on. Amen. Pray on. Sing on. Praise God. There's something for you if you'll keep praying. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil said I wouldn't pray anymore. But I believe if I was you, I'd pray on. Thank God. Amen. I was thinking about you the other night, Brother Tony. Thank God. I got to thinking about that wonderful night when God gave you the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I don't know how many nights you prayed, but son, I'm glad you prayed on. Thank God. Oh, praise God. Amen. I'll never forget it when he shouted all over that building over yonder. Praise God. Amen. And finally, the Holy Ghost said, somebody open that window. It's cold weather, about like it is maybe this kind of weather. Amen. Somebody else said, the Holy Ghost said, open that window. Nobody opened the window. They just kept on praying. Thank God. Finally, the Holy Ghost broke that window inside. Praise God. The glass fell inside. Who was here that night? How many was here? Let's hear that. That was there. The Holy Ghost broke that window inside. The glass fell inside. Praise God. When he got through shouting, praise the Lord, and the Holy Ghost come through, praise God, and he got through, he's back up toward the front. He said, when God gave me the Holy Ghost, he said, I've always heard that people said they didn't know what is going on. He said, I know what's happening. I've been right here all the time. I said, you've been where? He said, I've been right here. Amen. He said, I said, son, you've been away back yonder. See that glass? Broke out back yonder. Praise God. He didn't know where he had been. The Holy Ghost had been all over him. Praise God. He prayed on. He prayed to the Holy Ghost fell on him. Hey, pray on, church. I'm telling you, God wants to give you revival. God wants to do something in your life. He wants to give you something if you'll pray. Don't fade. Pray, saint. Don't fade. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Woo, thank God. Don't faint, saint. Don't faint. Don't faint. Pray. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Let's hold on. Oh, come on. Praise God. Come on.